To me, madness is when the unconscious spills over into the conscious and you start operating on it in your conscious life. A lot of it is like really dreams, the dreams you have when you're asleep. You will actually dream yourself through periods of time. And it's very obsessional. You are very inspired. When you're psychotic, you are having great amounts of adrenaline flow into your system continually. And you're having large amounts of dopamine and serotonin happen to you. So with all these drugs, everything is quite heightened. And your behavioural patterns follow to meet that. But I don't always create work when I have been mad. I haven't been in a hospital for going on 7 years now. Or 6 years, 6 years it is.
And just up there is Ward 25, where that morose gentleman sitting at the front. Last time I was here,
it's very hard to be able to do art when you're psychotic, because you have altered quite a bit from the standard human being.
That's the detox ward, as it's labelled.
You're not focused at all, because there's so much information coming in. The serotonin has done its job in widening the scope of everything significantly, exponentially. And so you're getting a great deal of stimulus. And it's very hard to sit still and actually do a drawing when you're like that.
Let's take a look in here. It says delivery. Look, we'll be fine. Look, piece of wood. We can take that home with us. A good sculptor. Let's take a look where the occupational therapists hang out in this hospital.
Also, the adrenaline makes it very hard too. You're continually going through flight or fight mechanisms, and that continually makes the adrenaline pump. And so you just don't have the presence of mind to be able to sit down and draw a picture very often anyway. So I do most of my work when I have actually come out of hospital.
Okay, how are you?
Hello. Good to see you again, Anthony.
Good to see you.
Not as a patient. How's things been?
Excellent.
A lot of work. You planned your exhibit, or?
Oh, yes, I have an exhibition for the Listening Gallery later. Oh. Well, what's a survivor? No matter where you are or who you are out here, you're either a survivor or you are not. Whether you're pushing pills or taking them.